their name means a great deal.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Throw, going to throw it left side. Higgins goes up, makes the grab at the 35, breaks tackles across the 25, 20, at the 15, coming right side, outside the half, to the 5, dives to the end zone. Did he get in? He did!
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Wednesday's a big day for me, Mr. War 24, because I go to back to 30, and I'm looking forward to it. And I'm going to get rid of these things, these sunspots.
And we do the bowl show on Wednesday.
And we do the bowl show on Wednesday. So I'm going to come to the bowl show with a little, you know, a little redness on there. Hey, back to 30, I went in, I did the consultation with them, and their skin care, your getting their rejuvenating yourself, feeling younger, looking younger, feeling better. With the safest of procedures. Think about the back to 30 face treatments and facial stuff they do, the back to 30 skincare they do, the back to 30 body stuff they do, all the men's treatments. You know, for some reason, we think as men that we're not supposed to try to look good. I try to look good. You try to look good, Zach. We'll take a little pride in this thing. Hey, well, as far as that goes, the, hormone therapy or the weight loss stuff, the 90-day makeover, the millennial treatments, the men's treatments, they've got all kinds of things there. Guys, to find out more about Back to 30, 372-3003, 4 very convenient locations for you in the upstate. Do the skin care stuff, guys. I'm going to do that on Wednesday. Looking forward to getting rid of some of these sunspots on my face. Back to 30.com. Hour number 3. Let me reset where we are. Clemson gets beat by Mississippi State 82-71. Mississippi State makes 19 of 33 pointers. That's 63% from 3. Would have been 95% from 2. The Tigers fall to 6-3. They're off this week due to exams. Kyler Murray wins the Heisman Trophy. Tua finishes second. Travis Etienne of Clemson finishes 7th. You say that's the 4th highest finish in Clemson history?
The 4th highest and only the 4th ever Clemson player to finish in the top 10.
Nice. Army beats Navy 17-10. The Army-Navy game was kind of missing something this year, mainly Navy being good. Boy, Navy was bad. I want to talk some NFL here in a second with Zach. We'll get to that. Tennessee beats Gonzaga over the weekend in college basketball. I didn't give you any college basketball scores, but I will go over that a little bit. Harold Baines and Lee Smith make it to the Baseball Hall of Fame through the Veterans Committee. We talked about Heisman odds for next year. We talked about new coaches in the ACC. We talked about Auburn's new offensive coordinator and Kenny Dillingham. We've not gone over... Have you seen the Taylor College in Indiana, the silent night thing they do for basketball?
Oh, after like the certain point they start cheering.
Yeah. Very cool stuff there. So if you've not seen that, I want to tell you to YouTube that. That's pretty cool. And I do want to talk again a little bit of college basketball here in this segment, but teach me how to NFL, Zach. Tonight you have the Vikings and the Seahawks. Both those teams are in playoff contention. Vikings 6-5-1, Seahawks 7-5. Yesterday we had
all kinds of storylines around the league.
Yesterday. Yeah, kind of a crazy day.
You know, the Bears beat the Rams 15-6 yesterday. In an era where offense is sexy and fun, and taking the league by storm, Chicago has the best defense in the league, and it's not even relatively close.
Question:
what's that?
Did the Bears? I saw the pregame last night talking about. Did the Bears that win over a great Rams club? Did that elevate them to that upper level NFC championship contending? Now it was the Rams and the Saints. Did the Bears join that?
The Bears are in it, but in both of those situations, the Bears would probably have to go to those respective places,
right,
whether it be Los Angeles or New Orleans. And I don't think that bodes well for that defense on the road. Being in Chicago in December, or if it would be that case, January would play right into Chicago's hands.
Right.
But it would be a bit of a disadvantage to go play on turf down there in New Orleans or even out in sunny Los Angeles. It would be a little bit tougher for them.
All right. What else you got for me?
That was a fun one to watch yesterday. New Orleans started off slow against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay had a great game plan against Drew Brees and the Saints. But then New Orleans ripped off 25 unanswered points in the last 20 minutes of the game to come back and win the NFC South and clinch their playoff berth for the year.
11-2. I saw Winston go crazy on the sidelines.
Yes, he did. But that's Jameis Winston. And that's just right. Who he is.
Right. Saints are the best team in the NFC.
They're up there in that conversation. It's them. It's Chicago and it's LA.
Right.
Kansas City without Sammy Watkins came back in overtime to beat the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens led by Lamar Jackson, who drops his first as a starter in the NFL this past weekend. So that was something to keep an eye on as well.
Mahomes keeps some plays alive, and despite some injuries, the Kansas City Chiefs look pretty good. 35-53, 377 yards in this. Lamar Jackson, 13-24, 147.
Multiple touchdown passes for the first time in his career. The Ravens still tied for the AFC's number 6 seed, so we'll see if they can hold on to that going forward.
Hey, Lamar Jackson, by the way.
Lamar Jackson.
147 through the air, 2 touchdowns, no picks, and 71 yards on the ground. That wasn't a terrible 24 points. That wasn't a terrible Lamar Jackson.
Is this the end of the Joe Flacco era in Baltimore?
I don't know.
Has he done enough in these 3 games to prove that?
I don't know that. I just know that the NFL is changing.
It is changing.
So mobility being a big, big part of that. Anyway, good. Houston, you said.
Houston gets its 9-game winning streak snapped by an Indianapolis Colts team that looked dreadful last week, of course, and the NFL is a week-by-week league. Andrew Luck bounces back a 24-21 victory over the Houston Texans. Deshaun played okay, not that great. They were awful on first down, even according to their coach, Bill O'Brien, going 5 of 13 in the end on third down there as well. 9-game streak comes to an end, but the Texans can still clinch an AFC South victory with a win against the Jets and losses by the Colts and Titans on Saturday. We get Saturday football coming up now. This is the fun time of the year.
Great.
Because we have no real meaningful bowl games for a while.
No offensive line and no running game to support what Deshaun's trying to do there. And then, boy, it'd be nice if Javion Clowney didn't jump off sides there as they're trying to get the ball back.
Green Bay is over Atlanta, 34-20. Atlanta and Carolina, the area teams here.
Awful.
Rough weekend for them, both dropping games against squads that are not that great this year. The Packers, of course, just firing Mike McCarthy. The first game in the Joe Philbin era goes well, as they're 1-0 under Joe Philbin. You go to the Carolina game, they lost 26-20 to Cleveland. You lost to the Cleveland Browns. It's not great. Mm. Baker Mayfield out there just throwing it all over the yard. Cam looked terrible. His 2-touchdown streak ended through the air. That was sad to see. But Christian McCaffrey still looks like a great pick for the Carolina Panthers, albeit a one that needs a little bit of help around him. The craziest game of the day yesterday.
Unbelievable.
Craziest game of the day. Miami and New England. Did you see any of this?
I didn't see the game, but I saw the last play, and I saw that. Well, first of all, going into it, Patriots can't win in Miami. And this isn't a great Miami squad, but the end of the game, really one of the truly great endings in NFL history.
The Miami Times this morning had the Miami Miracle on the front page.
Yeah.
It was fun to see. It was one of the situations where at the end of the game, we're going to throw it down the field and we're going to throw 400 laterals until something sticks and try to make a go at it.
But they only had to have 2 of them.
They only had to have 2 of them. Kenyon Drake takes a lateral, makes Rob Gronkowski miss. I don't know if you noticed that on the replay because Gronkowski's back there to bat down a ball on a perceived Hail Mary attempt. And was a bit of a liability out in open field. Runs by them, and Miami walks off with a 34-33 win over the visiting New England Patriots. Miami hangs on to their number 6 seed in the AFC at 7-6, trying to make a playoff push with Ryan Tannehill at the helm and injuries melting everywhere. Always fun to see the Patriots lose on a walk-off, right?
I need you to teach me more about the NFL. Here's my question.
And then the Giants, of course, 4-16 yesterday.
Yeah. Well,
Saquon Barker looks awesome.
5-8. How many games did y'all win last year?
3.
Right. And now you've already won 5 this year.
Mm.
That's great.
Mm.
You know, my Cleveland Browns won 5 games.
They did.
Yeah. 5-7-1. All right. Teach me how to NFL on this thing here, because if the Patriots, the longtime AFC standard bearer.
Of course.
They're 9-4, and that's great. And they lead the division by 2 games, and they're in this fight for home field advantage for the first round, whatever. But with the Chiefs being 11-2, with the Chargers being 10-3, Chargers would be a playoff team, a wild card team, so we wouldn't get that. But the way it looks right now, at least, they have to go on the road, and the Patriots are 3-4 away from Foxborough this year.
Mm.
That doesn't look too good, right?
Mm. You'd love to see it.
I'm not sure the Steelers, the Ravens, the Dolphins, the Texans, I don't think, Colts, Titans. I don't think any of this. To me, it's the Chiefs. Chargers present some issues out there for a lot of teams, I think. But this looks like the Chiefs, to me, are by far the best team, especially if New England has to go to Kansas City.
New England has struggled on the road. Foxborough's been a safe haven for them. A place where they can feel comfortable and just elevate to a different level. The Josh Gordon experiment hasn't quite worked as well as they wanted it to so far. There's still time for it to pan out. Tom Brady looks okay, but he's certainly not a young man anymore running around back there. It's not going to hurt my feelings to see them go on the road and lose in the first round, if we're going to be honest.
All right. Teach me about an NFC over here. It looks like that because of the injury, because I don't know what went wrong with the Eagles in their
Super
defending.
Bowl hangover.
Yeah, hangover deal there. But the Cowboys look to be the team with all the momentum in the East.
They're the front runner in the NFC East at the moment.
It looks to me like the Bears are running away with the NFC North.
Minnesota
needs to win tonight.
Needs to win tonight. But yeah, it looks like Chicago's running away with that.
It looks to me as if the Saints have already clinched.
They have clinched.
And ran away there. And it looks to me that the Rams are already clinched.
They have clinched.
And kind of run away there. I asked this earlier, but the Rams and Saints are obviously the two best teams in the NFC. The Bears, though, with that defense, the Bears, see what am I saying? This points allowed.
What do they say about defense, though? Defense travels, doesn't it?
And wins championships.
So keep an eye on that.
So, but can the Bears go to warm weather and win?
They can do it. I can't believe I'm about to utter this statement. With as long as Mitch Trubisky is healthy,
kind of take a double take on you. That
I know. Chase Daniel, it was not good. The Giants beat the Chicago Bears with Chase Daniel quarterback.
All right. Here's my final question for you.
Yes.
There's a bunch of bad football in the NFL. You know this, but
the NFL's been great this year.
Give me. Well, you got the Jets and Bills and Bengals and Browns and
Jets
Titans
won yesterday
and Broncos and Raiders and Giants and Redskins and Eagles and Lions and Packers and Falcons and Buccaneers and 49ers and Cardinals will disagree with that. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I want to mention the teams. You tell me Super Bowl.
A third of the top 10 and then college football would disagree with that. Three lost teams all over the place ranked in the top 10.
It wasn't a very good year for college football except for the top
NFL has
four
been
teams.
Wildly entertaining and a lot of fun this year.
I'll tell you this. I need the special effects. You got the special effects for me up there, the sound effects?
Oh, the sound bites?
Yeah.
Man, you really fell in love with these things.
I love these things. I want to mention the team and you give me a Super Bowl a chance to win the Super Bowl or nah? All right?
Okay.
If you're gonna win the Super Bowl or if you have a chance to win the Super Bowl, it's going to sound like what?
You'll know what it sounds like.
Okay. So it'll be pretty obvious.
Yep.
9-4 Patriots. 7-6 Dolphins. Bills and Jets, no. 7-5-1 Steelers. What? The Steelers have a chance to win the Super Bowl.
Healthy James Conner. You still have Juju Smith-Schuster and Antonio Brown with Big Ben throwing him the ball.
Ravens 7-6. No Browns, no Bengals. Texans at 9-4.
Very light.
Really? Yeah, I heard you turn it down.
There's a shot. It's there. I don't believe in that Texans team, even though they're in 9 straight.
No Colts, no Titans, no Jaguars.
No, sir.
Chiefs at 11-2. Chargers at 10-3. No Broncos, no Raiders. NFC, ready? So you're telling me it's Patriots, Steelers, Chiefs, and Chargers?
Yep.
NFC, Cowboys at 8-5. Eagles defending at 6-7. No Redskins, no Giants. Bears at 9-4. Vikings going in tonight, 6-5-1.
Next question.
Packers 5-7-1, and no Lions.
Oh, that's bull crap.
New Orleans Saints at 11-2.
Dilly dilly.
Panthers at 6-7. No, that doesn't sound like a positive. That's not.
That's a joke. That's.
Oh, joke. Okay. No Buccaneers, no Falcons. Rams at 11-2.
Dilly dilly.
Seahawks at 7-5. And no Cardinals, no 49ers. So over here you're telling me Bears, Saints, and Rams, the only teams that can win.
Bears, Saints, and Rams are the NFC favorites.
All right, that's it. Who represents the AFC in the Super Bowl?
Are we doing Super Bowl picks right now?
Yep.
AFC?
Chiefs.
Yeah, it's got to be Kansas City.
NFC.
I think New Orleans gets there again.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who wins? Chiefs or Saints?
New Orleans.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting. Very interesting. Got a good friend of mine is a New Orleans fan. No doubt about that. There's good stuff there. Hey, Absolute Waste Management, they're great at doing something that you and I don't want to do. The reason that you procrastinate, the reason you have so much junk around the office or in your garage or anything out there now is the fact that you don't want to move it. So that's what these guys do for evictions, for any kind of, let's say you got a bunch of appliances around. They want to take care of all that. They'll come and do it. Here's the good news. They're going to give you a quote, a straightforward. No job is too big. No job is too small. So for the holidays, you got stuff to clean out. You got storage units need to clean out. Barns need to be cleaned out. Apartments need to be cleaned out. Rental properties or garages or evictions. They'll take care of all that for you. 266-7131. 266-7131. AbsoluteWasteMGMT.com. AbsoluteWasteMGMT.com. When we come back, we're going to talk a little football recruiting. For Clemson, for South Carolina, for Georgia, there's some guys that might decide this week. There's been a bunch of official or unofficial visits and in-home visits. We kind of let the reset in the last week of that. You know, we're 9 days away from the first signing period. So we'll talk a little football recruiting. Also take a phone call, text or Twitter too on Reaction Monday. More right after this.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Four Paws American Pub in Clemson. We appreciate the new friends made since we opened in August and look forward to serving everyone into the new year. We are adding many more house-made local features for 2019. Come in for lunch or dinner and pick up a gift certificate for someone special while watching bowl games on our new TVs. Make tracks to Four Paws, located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott. Call 654-5151 to order carryout for your holiday party.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the...
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
Coaches at the HealthDare 90-Day Cellular Health Program have been helping clients reverse symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, IBS, and sleep apnea for over 4 years. Anne was taken off her metformin and lost over 100 pounds. Lonzo lost 200 pounds and has kept it off for 2 years. Huck is off his CPAP machine, and his doctor took him off his high blood pressure medication. The HealthDare works, and it's so easy. You don't have to go to the gym, and there's only two things you can't have. You can even have fast food. I know, it sounds too good to be true, but there's no gimmicks, diet pills, hormones, or shots. Just real people with real results. And if you don't see results in 30 days, they'll give you your money back. What do you have to lose? Don't wait. Book your free consultation today. And this week, you can buy one program, get one free. You can even start the health there after Christmas. Just come in this week to get the BOGO special. Call now to book your free consultation. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. That's 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Or go to idaregreenville.com. I dare you.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
ZeroRes is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroRes, Greenville.com.
Hey guys, have you always been interested in sports betting but never followed through? Now is the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You could be a bet cashing machine, but we'll never know unless you get off the sideline and get in the game. We've still got months of NFL games. Bowl season is right around the corner in college football, and the NBA and college basketball are here too. You don't even have to get off your couch to win big. MyBookie is the right choice. You'll love their easy-to-use website, helpful customer service, and fast payouts when you win. Want to bet now on who's going to win the Super Bowl? Go for it. Want to risk a little to win a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Visit MyBookie now to take advantage of the 50% deposit bonus. That's right, deposit using promo code RADIO, and we'll give you free cash. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
We can talk about sports.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Hour number three. Quickly, Nick Lavery. Do you need someone who knows the law and is on your side? Nick Lavery is Clemson's local attorney who will help get you what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson at 115 Strode Circle. If you've been hurt on the job or are dealing with the aftermath of an accident or personal injury, if you've been charged criminally, Nick understands your frustration and he's here to help get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, he will make sure your closing goes smoothly. He's a former state prosecutor and a longtime private practice attorney who is ready to help you win. Nick has been serving our Clemson and upstate community for more than 20 years. So if you're ready to win your case, call Nick Lavery today at 864-654-3680.
Yeah, because you fat. Look at me. I'm skinny. That's what he says. Humpty dance. I love the Humpty dance, man. Little MC Hammer on crack Humpty. You want some recruiting news over here?
I'm dying for some recruiting news.
I'm going to give you about four or five little tidbits. Later, I'm going to give you where the rankings are right now.
Some morsels.
I'm going to give you a little. Oh, South Carolina had a Eric Gray in, running back out of Memphis. Been committed to Michigan, four-star guy. And it's like South Carolina, Tennessee, probably the among the top two there. Big one for them. They had a lot of their committed guys that were in this past weekend on the road once again this week. That's kind of a big deal for them. Clemson finds out. Georgia gets Clay Webb, I think, today. Clemson finds out later this week about Will Putnam. Number 106 in the country, four-star guard. Auburn, Florida State, Clemson feel pretty good about Clemson's chances in that one now. Got an official visit or two across the South from last weekend. Remember, we're going to be at George Coleman Ford coming up a week from Wednesday. As far as recruiting day goes, signing day, the fall signing period begins. We'll talk about that a little bit. But you don't know the real news, Mr. War 24, Jack Lake Tonto?
What's that?
Toboggan hat, Eskimo brother today. Like his toboggan look, don't you? My toboggan looks don't look good because I got such a fat face, big round face, that is wider than my ears. You know, like I got a, my wife says I have a face like a satellite dish.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's true.
That hurts.
Nah, it's true.
Your face looks great.
No, a little fat.
That's going to look better after Wednesday, though, I'll tell you right now.
Oh, it's going to look a lot better. At least the skin part of it. Anyway, the biggest recruiting news?
Mm-hmm.
Guess where Dabo Swinney is today?
Is he in California today?
Yeah. California's the place you ought to be. So a little bit of a truck in the Beverly Hills, that is. He's going to see Joseph Ngata tomorrow, I think. Yeah. Today, he's in to see DJ Uwengalale.
Ooh.
Number one player in the country next year. Texas, do you know what Eskimo Brothers? Sure, that's why we say we both have Eskimo hats on this, today. That's why we got Eskimo Brothers. Of course we know what it is. That's what the joke is. It's not a joke's not funny if I have to explain it to you.
I hate this joke just as much as you guys do.
When we wear the same watch, we're Eskimo Watch Brothers.
I haven't worn a watch in months because of this.
You don't know what time it is ever.
I have no idea what it is.
Because of what we have there. Just crazy, man. Just crazy. So DJ Uwengalale.
So he's coming. Now, the general consensus was he was going to continue his visits into the spring. Would you care to offer an opinion on that?
I don't think that happens.
Because?
I think he's going to commit to Clemson.
In the next couple of weeks. Early signing day is?
December 19th, which December Wednesday. 19th.
Yep.
I don't think he does it on December the 19th. I don't know. He could.
That's just next week, man.
I know. Next Wednesday. He could.
Are we going over to the football facility for a little party?
I've been invited, but I have to do George Coleman Ford.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You hate to hear that.
I know.
I mean, great.
I love George Coleman. I know. I love George Coleman Ford. I love Greg Coleman.
Do they have slides there?
They don't have slides there. We need a slide over there.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's where that is. You want team rankings for recruiting?
Please.
Here we go.
That's what I'm begging for over here.
You want rivals.com?
I want rivals.com top 10 recruiting classes.
That's all you want, 10?
Yep.
All right.
For now.
Number one, Alabama. Mm. Shocker. Mm. They flipped two. See, they flipped a five-star defensive back and a four-star.
Good for them. They're really struggling. I'm glad they got something in there.
Number two, Texas A&M. I told you, man, Jimbo's gonna get this thing done. You don't buy me on the Texas and Texas A&M thing still, right? You're still doubting both of those.
Yep.
Number three.
Hey, the oil's been there for a long time. That money's been there for a long time.
Yeah, but they got competent head coaches now. Number three.
Yeah.
LSU. 3 5-stars, more 5-stars than anybody outside of Oklahoma has 3.
Wow.
Number four. Clemens.
Mm.
Clemson, number four.
Mm.
Couple 5-stars.
Clemson.
Yeah. Number five, Texas. Look out, man. I just keep telling you, look out for Texas A&M and Texas. What they're doing down there in the Lone Star State. Number six, Georgia. Number seven, Oregon. Number eight, Notre Dame. Number nine, Oklahoma. And number 10, Michigan.
How about that?
Can I throw in some other ACC, SEC schools in here for you?
You know what? You might as well. Let me hear about the South Carolinas of the world. Maybe the Georgias. Oh, you said Georgia already?
Yeah.
You know, something
South
like
Carolina,
that.
23.
23, top 25.
Yeah.
That ain't bad.
Arkansas, number 11.
Watch out for Chad Morris.
Tennessee, 12.
Jeremy Pruitt.
Penn State, 13. Auburn, 14.
Mm.
Who's on Auburn right now? Sinking ship, dude. Sinking ship. Ohio State, 15. Nebraska, 16. Scott Frost, get there. Florida State, 17.
They got any linemen committed down there that we want?
Florida State.
Auburn.
Auburn.
Florida State.
Well, Putnam and Florida State and Clemson and Auburn.
My goodness.
Ole Miss is 18. Mississippi State, 19. Florida, 21. NC State, 22. Man, you got to give the guy credit. They're kind of getting it done over there a little bit.
Ole Miss and Mississippi State ahead of South Carolina, therefore verifying.
Florida ahead of South Carolina.
My rankings from last weekend.
No, that doesn't verify that.
It verifies it.
No.
In my mind.
Texas wants to know where South Carolina in SEC rankings. Alabama, A&M, Georgia, Arkansas, Tennessee, Auburn, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Florida. South Carolina 10th.
So right where we ranked them all season long in the rankings?
Yep. Jeff Brohm at Purdue getting done at 24. Pretty good stuff there. Kentucky 27, Virginia 30. Good do it, Bronco. Get a little top 30 recruiting class. Do it, Bronco. All right, I'm listening to you. How about Southern Cal down at 32? Virginia Tech 34, Miami 35, Pittsburgh 36, Duke 39, Missouri 40, Wake Forest 42. Georgia Tech 47. That changed a little bit. Collins would recruit a little bit better. Vanderbilt 50, Boston College 54. Syracuse 59. Boy, Syracuse got to recruit a little better coming off of a really, really good year. North Carolina 68 right now. That's not good. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I'll give you the 247 and the ESPN rankings coming up. Andrew is in Clemson. Hey, Andrew, thanks for hanging on so long, man. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm excited about that visit to DJ.
Yeah.
Uwe Angelari.
Yeah!
You know,
we're one for one, Andrew.
I think we have to agree beforehand so that Southerners can just get by with this and Clemson fans can get by with this, that his nickname's going to have to be Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee. I like it, man.
So, anyway, you guys have a great day. And they do need slides everywhere. Slides everywhere.
We got one right now at WCCP. It's called The Driveway. So it's like slide on it right now.
All right. Well, you got to be careful, man.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate the phone call. You be careful, too. A buddy of mine texted in that it's snowing like crazy in New York right now. And he's listening. But you're insensitive to all his snow over there. That's fine. Do you want recruiting rankings for 247?
Hope he got his bread and milk for his bread and milk sandwiches. Dang.
You ready?
Yes.
247. Now, this is their composite one. I don't want their composite one.
On ESPN.
I'm done with Alabama, A&M, Georgia 3, LSU 4, Clemson 5. Texas 6, Tom Herman. Okay, cool, hook 'em. Oregon 7, Oklahoma 8, Ohio State 9, Notre Dame 10.
Where's Texas in the rivals?
Texas is 5th and 6th, or 6th and 6th. Here, in our rivals, they are... In rivals, they're 5th, and in 247, they are 6th. You want South Carolina 21st.
I don't.
As far as that goes. What's that? You didn't want South Carolina?
No.
Can I not give South Carolina recruiting rankings?
No.
Really? And finally, you want ESPN rankings.
Well, yes.
I can do that for you. I personally go with rivals over all of them. You?
No. I usually go with ESPN.
Really?
Yeah.
Not me. I think the ESPN's a little fluff. Alabama 1, A&M 2, Michigan 3. Georgia 4, Clemson 5, 6-10 is Oregon, LSU, Texas 8 in this one, Notre Dame 9, Oklahoma 10. The Gamecocks are 21st in this one. Any other team you care about out there? Miami 26. That's the one I want about Miami. On ESPN, Miami's 26th.
Where's Virginia Tech in all of this?
Virginia Tech is 30th in ESPN. Virginia Tech in 247 is 30th. And Virginia Tech in the rivals.com is not as good. They are 34th.
Yikes.
Yeah. Virginia Tech's kind of hard to recruit to a little bit, especially this time of year. You get some bad weather up there. It's cold. The rugged winters of Blacksburg and the mountains a little bit. But I firmly believe in the player development, and I firmly believe in the evaluations. I firmly believe in the coaching of Justin Fuente. I think Justin Fuente will be a fantastic. We'll do a fantastic job at Virginia Tech.
Where's Georgia Tech?
Well, again, not fair, but 47th in rivals.
That's higher than I thought they would be.
Yeah, they are in 247. They are 50th.
Mm.
And in the ESPN, they only do the top 40 in this one, I think. And they're not going to be in the top 40.
Things you hate to see.
Yeah, that's where they are there. So they're not in the top 40, according to ESPN. Anyway, just a little recruiting stuff for you.
Just a little tidbit here and there.
Go DJ. You think, I don't want to get into it too much. I'd always jinx the five-star stuff.
I know, and I really don't want you to do this with this one.
You just want me to keep my mouth shut.
I just want you to say nothing.
Okay. I don't want to say anything.
He's coming.
No.
Yes.
No.
He's coming.
Oh, no.
If I whisper it, it's not really all the truth. Hey, Donnie Patterson, Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. Let them take care of you, the Patterson Tax Service. Hey, what they want to do is meet with you now. You're running out of time in December, man. We're running out of that planning time. I told you one of the most important things I do, my taxes every year, is my is one of my IRAs, my SEP IRA, self-employment IRA, and how I fund that. It's a really, really big, important thing to me. They tell me how much to fund it, and then I fund it out of that. So I lean on those guys from an accounting standpoint. I go tell my financial advisor, this is what we're doing, how we're doing it. So you can't beat it. It is our great friends over at the Patterson Tax Service. And when you do get your tax returns, I got to tell you, this is a complicated tax year because of all the tax code changes. So get in touch with them. They can help you out. Love to help you out. It's PATTAX.com. More tax changes than since 1986. And their experts are ready. They've studied the whole thing. They're ready for you. They've got it ready to go. Patterson Tax Service, 859-8289, 864-859-8289. And if no matter where you can hear my voice, they can do your taxes for you. We had someone that was stationed, listened to us overseas one year, Zach, years ago. And he says, man, look, I had some foreign business and I'm stationed overseas and all this kind of stuff. I listen to you every single day. Can you help me out? And actually, he was able to help him out over there. So that was good. We had the one person said to save their business. I love it. PATTAX.com, 859-8289, the Patterson's Tax Service. We'll take a break, come back, wrap things up. Final segment of Reaction Monday right after this.
Head to Bojangles for our holiday family variety feast. You'll get 8 pieces of chicken, 12 chicken supremes, 8 made-from-scratch biscuits, 3 picnic fixins, and a half gallon of legendary iced tea. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson or online at mnlsupply.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Ben. I'm a personal trainer at Gold's Gym in Cherrydale in Greenville. Here to talk to you today about Optinos. It's a nitric oxide booster, all natural, clinically tested. I'm taking it. My clients have been taking it, seeing incredible results. Increases in your leg press, arm size, your bench press. You need to get your own bottle today. It's good for increasing your recovery, your endurance, and making sure that you have better lean muscle gains. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com. Get your bottle today.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Gold's Gym is sharing the gift of fitness this holiday season. Join Gold's Gym today and get $25 off joining fees now through December 25th. With both traditional and digital personal training options and new group exercise programs, Gold's Gym has everything you need to get healthier for the new year. Start your journey toward a healthier, stronger you today with $25 off joining fees. Valid with select new memberships at participating locations only. Visit goldsgym.com/25 off to learn more. Offer ends December 25th.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union. With convenient services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and online applications, you can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Electronics make a great Christmas gift. The ideal electronic gift is a Husqvarna robotic auto mower. The elves at Easley Lawn and Garden invite you to shop their selection of Husqvarna auto mowers in six different models for every type of lawn. A Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden makes a great gift, and it leaves you with a beautiful looking lawn while allowing you to spend time opening up the rest of your gifts. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower Christmas gift from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team of elves can assist you in getting started. Husqvarna robotic mowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, used in Europe for years, now taking the U.S. by storm. Fill your Christmas list with a Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Snap, hold, the kick is blocked. It's blocked, bounces over to the Clemson sideline. Christian Wilkins blocked it, and then it was scooped up by Mark Fields.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Welcome back, final segment of the show. I want to tell you about our friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I continue to get great emails from Martin and the great folks at Palmetto Dunes about all the great specials that are going on. There are really too many to talk about here in this segment. What I want you to do is when you go to PalmettoDunes.com and you sign up, get on their email list, and you can check it off to, if you want, just tennis updates or golf updates or just vacation accommodation updates or anything like that, pickleball updates. They can do all that for you, boating updates. They do all the stuff for you, and they sort it out this way, and they send it to you. And I would just tell you, like anything else, it's no surprise that the longer in advance you book, the better off. You're starting to plan 2019, spring breaks for you college kids out there, for you college professors out there, for you educators, and everybody's looking for, getaway. We'll probably be looking to thaw out by then, too. Do this in advance so you can save a lot of money. It's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort, the award-winning resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Just a quick update today. At the QBE shootout down in Naples, Florida this past weekend, Patrick Azier and Harmon, Brian Harmon won. They shot 30 under par. They won this past week in a team event there. We had locally here, we had Kevin Kisner and Cameron Champ finished 12th, which was actually last, and Kyle Stanley, Pat Perez finished 11th, which is next to last. So it wasn't a great weekend for them. Kind of a weird weekend as far as that goes, but those are at the QBE. That's the final tour event coming up on the PGA Tour now for the 2018 segment of the 2018-19 deal there. The next time you'll see the PGA Tour back will be January the 3rd through the 6th at the Centra Tournament of Champions going on over in Hawaii. And that's where Dustin Johnson is the defending champion there. So we'll continue to tell you more about that. I will tell you that we have several local guys out there in Hawaii, so we'll tell you more about that later on. Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report. Get on their email list, and they will send you all kinds of specials that can save you money. It's worth it. No obligation when you get on there, but it's worth it to save some money at one of the top resorts in the world. It's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, celebrating their 50th year in beautiful Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Final segment of the show here on a Monday. A reminder, Tiger calls tonight, 7-8. Brad Burnell will take your call and phone calls. Reminder also, too, it is exam week here at Clemson, so there won't be any sports here until the weekend. The Tigers get back on the football practice on Wednesday, getting ready for Notre Dame. And we'll have access to a practice a couple of days this week, so we'll head out that way. Wednesday from 5 until 8, we're going to be over at Mellow Mushroom with our bowl special. We'll be there. Zach Orr, you'll be there. you know, all everywhere I go, all the time people are going, hey, where's Zach? Are you going to meet Zach? Is that Zach? Is that, you know, well, no, that's not Zach. But you only make a couple of these a year. You make the preseason football show. You make the NCAA tournament show.
Yep.
And you make this one. Is that your only three?
Yeah, I'll be the guy grunting stuff in and out of the door to the van and back. And it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
All right. Kristen coming out, maybe?
I don't know. Maybe. Probably not. You should try to keep her away from these kind of things.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Because all the other women wanting to talk to you.
That's usually what it is.
Yeah, I get that. So anyway.
Twin Peaks for obvious reasons.
What obvious reasons are that?
There's a lot going on at Twin Peaks. It's a busy really? Night.
Really? But we're going to have a huge crowd on Wednesday.
Big crowd Wednesday. Mellow Mushroom. Can't wait to see you. 5 o'clock.
5 to 8. I was making the rundown sheet.
Mellow Mushroom's on 123 now. It's not where it used to be in Clemson.
Right.
Just make sure for the people out
Tiger
there.
Tiger Boulevard.
That don't know that.
Yes. Yes. Looking forward to for having a big crowd out there.
You have
way.
The rundown sheet done for this Wednesday?
Yeah, I've got it done. And what I was trying to decide is how much time we spend. Let me look at the rundown sheet on it.
For did you type thing. It up or did you put it on your yellow legal pad like you
no,
usually do stuff?
No, I got it. I always have it right here.
Look at you.
Yeah, I always have it right here. But on that rundown sheet, as far as what we're going to talk about, because I'm just going to be distributing, you know that. I drive, I dish, I distribute. We're going to talk about the South Carolina game, South Carolina Virginia game a little bit. But an entire segment on the New Year's Day Six Bowls, and then an entire segment on the Alabama versus Oklahoma, Alabama's offense versus Oklahoma's defense, an entire segment on Alabama's defense versus Oklahoma's offense, an entire segment on Clemson's offense versus Notre Dame's defense,
sure.
An entire segment on Clemson's defense versus Notre Dame's offense, and then some playoff predictions and national champion and closing thoughts. One of the things I want to talk about is fixing the bowl system because of the 68 bowls that start way too soon. And too many of them. And I know Ben likes all these bowl games. He watches all of them. He's one of the few, I think, that watches or tries to watch all of them. I get all that. But if guys aren't going to play in them, I think we need to fix the bowl system somehow, someway. I don't know what those answers are, but can we agree that? I mean, that's going to be interesting. I want to get everybody's thoughts on that, but that's one of the things I'll talk about.
Are we picking the bowl games?
Not too many to do. Too many to do. I mean, we got 68 of them.
You picking some of the bowl games?
If you want to. I'll let people, you know, have their own choice about whatever games. I mean, really, to be honest with you.
I think you should pick a couple.
Here's what's hard in picking them, though. Do we know who's going to play?
I mean, right now, we have an idea, don't we?
Yeah. So, I would say that in most circumstances, would you not say that West Virginia is a better football team than Syracuse?
Under most circumstances, yes. Without Will Grier, probably not.
Right. Because it looks like right now, Will Grier's out.
He's confirmed that, I believe.
Yeah, he's confirmed it.
Yeah.
So now, all of a sudden, West Virginia opened up as a 7-point favorite. Now they're a 1.5-point favorite. So that's another. My point to saying that is that it's a hard pick, right?
Who's the backup?
Couldn't tell you. See, now we're trying to pick bowl games we don't really know about. First of all, I don't know a whole lot about Tulane, Louisiana, Lafayette, besides Billy Napier. I don't know a whole lot about Eastern Michigan and Georgia Southern. So those are hard picks, right?
Mm-hmm.
We could agree upon that.
I agree.
The second part of it is, in the teams I know about, I got guys that are going to go ahead and sit out. I got Debo Samuel's going to sit out. How's it going to affect South Carolina? It's terribly difficult. I would never, if anybody has a bad bowl record, bowl pick record, I'm not going to say, well, you don't know anything about football. First of all, picking games are tough against the spread anyway. But the second part of it is like, Debo Samuel's not going to play. How does that affect South Carolina? I mean, I think Virginia's so bad they can beat them with almost anybody from South Carolina, but. And you start, all these guys start missing games. Is Kelvin Harmon going to play against Texas A&M? I don't know. How's that affect them? There's just a bunch of those games out there that, who knows, man. I think it's a kind of a crapshoot as far as that goes. Make sense?
Absolutely,
following
it does.
On that one, for sure.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
All right.
Smell what you're sure. Stepping in over there.
All right. I want to get to early Brad Hughes Extra Forgiveness Award. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes.
It's a very early one.
Yeah, but I really want to talk about this a little bit, get your thoughts on a little bit. Good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate. Call him at 292-3001. Email him, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Get in touch with him, BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. I didn't forgive anybody on the weekend, buddy, but I forgive now we come back to work. And today I'm going to forgive Rick Barnes. You know, when he left here at Clemson, we were mad at him. And he went and had an unbelievable career at Texas. And they ended up firing him. He ended up making the NCAA tournament and ended up, or just kind of not firing him, but getting rid of him at Texas. And he thought that his career was over. But I got to tell you, man, he's turned around Tennessee in, now this is his fourth season. And they're ranked in the top. They'll be ranked in the top five this week. You know, they just beat number one Gonzaga last week or yesterday. And they went to the NCAA tournament last year at 26-9. And they end up tied for tied for the lead in their division, the SEC, last year. Won 26 games last year. They got Josiah James doing a great job there. Rick Barnes kind of reinvented himself a little bit. Did a good job at George Mason. Did a great job at Providence. Did a great job at Clemson. Went to three straight NCAA tournament games or tournament appearances at Clemson. Went to a Sweet 16 at Clemson. Then goes at Texas and goes to two Elite Eights. Goes to the NCAA tournament every single year but one. He was at Texas for 17 years at Texas, and he went to 16 NCAA tournaments. And what we're talking about here is one of the greatest coaches in college basketball history. Went to Final Four in 2003. Went to two Sweet 16s and two Elite Eights at the University of Texas. Really, Texas basketball hadn't done a whole lot before him. And so you're thinking, man, Rick Barnes, here he is. He's 64 years old. He's on the outs of his career. And kind of just, you know, Tennessee kind of takes a little chance at him. He wasn't really done coaching yet. He's turned Tennessee around. He took over a bad situation at Tennessee. Bruce Pearl and cheating and really not a very good they went through a whirlwind of emotions there and whirlwind of coaches there. He's turned it around. Won 26 games last year. One of the top five teams in the country this year. And my main point for bringing this out, Mr. War24, Jack Lake Tonto, Tennessee's a national championship contender in basketball this year. Not very good in football. Much like his tenure here at Clemson, it's weird that they're better in basketball than they were in football. Much like his tenure at Texas. He's been to three football schools in a row. And through most of the time at those places, despite being football schools, the basketball program is better than the football program. And he's got the same thing at Tennessee. And when he left here, you know, I was kind of down on the way he left and some stuff like that. It's kind of bitter. I always thought it was kind of about him and things like this. But looking back on some fond memories now, and Rick Barnes has done an unbelievable job and an unbelievable career, and you got to give him a lot of credit. I understand he kind of changed his faith in life and stuff like this and kind of got rededicated to his faith. And the guy's done an unbelievable job.
So you're saying Tennessee is a national championship contender this year?
This year. Yep. Tennessee's a national championship contender this year. Text message extraordinaire said, Bruce Pearl coaching at Liberty? No, he's at Auburn. He's at Auburn right now. You believe that? I mean, they've beat number one team in the country. They're in top five in the country. Team can win it all.
They have a shot. Right now they're in a good position. But as you mentioned earlier in the show, it is early in the basketball season.
It's too early to tell.
A lot to be played. A lot of conference games to be played yet. A lot to happen.
Yep. Yeah, but, man, you got to give the guy a ton of credit. So, great job there for Rick Barnes and his biggest win at Tennessee so far, but maybe more big wins coming. Buddy, we finish things up, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Trying to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, I know you were really worried about this, so I want to put your mind at ease. Jim Harbaugh will be returning to Michigan next year for another season with the Wolverines. You got to love it. The NFL rumors are just that. They're rumors. He's on record as saying, I'm on record right here. Right now, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying in Michigan. We have big plans here, and there's a lot we want to accomplish, like beating Ohio State for the first time in his tenure. It should be a fun one if Michigan stays on with Jim Harbaugh for the duration. There was talks of a lifetime contract at one point, if I recall correctly. 4 years, he's 38-13 over his 4 years at Michigan. 10-2 this season, finished number 7 overall in the rankings. They'll have Florida on the 29th and Chick-fil-A Bowl, but Jim Harbaugh staying put in Ann Arbor.
He's kind of a... He's just a weird guy, right? What is it that I'm missing?
About Jim?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What is it that I mean, there's something, I can't describe it. He's a weird guy, right? Can we agree upon that?
He is a peculiar man.
You should never judge somebody a book by its cover. But when I look into his eyes, do they look a little bit off to you? Like there's something in there or something. And I don't know if it's the mouth breathing he does sometimes or the glasses that he has or the hat he always wears or the Michigan, the khakis or whatever. If he spent the night in a treehouse with a kid on a, you know what I'm saying, the official visit and all that stuff or the in-home visit. It's just something's wrong there, right? There's a little bit.